It's that time of year between Christmas and New Year's where it's a chance to clean off the desk, as we say, from stories that we discovered from the year that we hadn't really had a chance to mention, to talk about. And we like to, as I say, clean off the desk to make sure that we take care of 2022 before we get into 2023. One of those stories that I saw a couple of months ago that I really haven't seen a lot more about, and hopefully we won't see a lot more into the future. Azir with Charlie and Denise and Pat here on your morning team show at 6:22. Again, Pat Johnston is off, so it's Denise and Charlie right now. This was, Denise, a story, an insider investigation into bait-and-switch job interviews.
Mm.
You know, I've heard bait-and-switch when it comes to, like, shopping and things like that, you know.
Sure.
But apparently, the bait-and-switch job interviews work like this. A job candidate hires someone else to pretend to be them in a job interview. And when they secure the job, then the person who hired the proxy shows up for the work. So somebody else does the interview for you.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I think that would be cause for being fired on the first day.
You would think so. And I, in this brief story, and this is, I needed to do more investigation. I didn't really take the time because my thought is, first of all, well, wouldn't you know if it was just a person that showed up on the job? Some, though, say that oftentimes the person who's doing the interviewing to hire isn't the supervisor. It's just you're giving an interview the job. Congratulations, you're hired. You report to such and such, and you got the job. And so they get away with that. This says here the trend is happening in non-managerial and non-creative jobs. Fake hires who are sometimes, they say, awkward or nervous during interviews, and so that's why they hire proxies. Maybe they're not fluent in languages that are necessary to get a job. Although the investigation by Insider shows that most of these candidates are either underqualified or not even qualified at all to get the job.
Wow.
Isn't that nice to know? And furthermore, a trend is happening, they say, in the IT field where a lot of the proxies are now gaining access to important information through companies' online sites. And once you get hired in, you have access to certain important material. Bait and switch, it says, is also easier because some job interviews are now being handled completely over the phone where there's no face-to-face or video chats.
Video chats or by recruiters who are not even really, they don't do any work associated with the company other than to recruit for the company. They do the initial interviews and then they move the candidates on.
Exactly.
So, and so yeah, that's why. Interesting too.
But I had never really heard until I saw the story a couple of months ago. Bait and switch job interviews.
Gosh.
Hopefully it's not a trend in 2023.
I hope not, too.
I'm trying to think if there's any way that could happen. I don't think it could ever happen in our establishment at all.
No.
Nothing that leaps to my mind.
I know when I came in, I sat down and met with the station manager.
Yeah, there was face-to-face.
Face-to-face, absolutely. And I like that better anyway.
Well, you think in radio, if there is a job that, well, then again.
I like meeting people face-to-face myself.
And there's a lot of video use in radio now, too.
Oh, sure.
It is 6:25. As I said, stories that popped up during 2022. Maybe you heard of them. We just never had a chance to mention them ourselves, or perhaps you'll hear about them for the first time. But we'll bring them to your attention as this week goes along from time to time again to clear off the desk of 2022 so we can get into 2023.